Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
And welcome to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for over 30 years. This is the 7 o'clock hour, and this is the 1 hour we don't talk home improvement. We don't talk landscaping. When we had the opportunity to expand, we wanted to bring more topics into the broadcast. And one of the things we've always been struggling with is to get sidetracked from talking about Arizona in our home improvement hour. So over the course of the years, it was just perfect. This is the time we get all things Arizona covered. So in the next couple hours, we can focus heavily on landscape and your home and your maintenance and a specific housing topic. So the Arizona Hour here at Rosie on the House, partnered with Sanderson Ford, help making it possible with you every Saturday morning. A lot of things going on around the state this month. Coming up next weekend, you have the Mesa East Valley Rose Society has their annual auction at the Mesa Community College. They have thousands of roses that they're auctioning off. The grounds there have over 10,000 rose plants on Mesa Community College that the Rose Society cares for. You've got Casa Grande has, you know what, this was an interesting one. It's a new charity auction. It's the first time it's come up, and it was a request that a listener had sent in to us to post. We looked at it, and generally speaking, we do have three nonprofits that we partnered with. None of them had any service in this area of Casa Grande, so we said, all right, perfect. And they're nonprofits were in line with our values, so we went ahead and posted that. You can, if you've got an event you would like posted on our community calendar, just go to rosieonthehouse.com. Right there in the calendar section, you can see the tab Event Promotion Request. We'll throw it up there. The Tempe Empty Bowls Food Festival coming up in February. We've got the Treat Climbing Festival in March, along with the Tucson Festival of Books. But today we're going to focus on parades, and it was actually something that came out of
a comment reading. You made.
Well, I had seen in the Wall Street Journal a picture of downtown Denver, and they were driving these longhorns through it at their national livestock show. And I thought, you know what? Does Arizona have a livestock drive in any of its parades? I mean, thinking through, it's been so long since I've been to a Parada del Sol, but I don't think they do. I know at the Christmas parade in Prescott, that wouldn't really be an appropriate time for a cattle drive.
Probably be hard to get them to turn those corners, yeah.
Rex Allen days, I couldn't find anything that said a cattle drive. But in doing this, you actually put together a list of Arizona's top parades.
I did. What do you think is the very top number one? I mean,
it had to be Fiesta Bowl, right?
Very good. Fiesta Bowl. Biggest one we have. It's also nationally watched and everything, but those aren't my favorite parades. I like the local, you can kind of park
Christmas
close.
Parade.
Yeah, Christmas parade in Prescott, those kind of parades. And so as you were mentioning this, we got a phone call that we actually do have a parade in Arizona with longhorns, and it wasn't listed on this list, though.
It wasn't. Okay. Well, I want to go through a couple of these top 10 parades, but before we do that, let's talk about the one. We do have a parade with a cattle drive, thanks to a listener who was tuned in that Saturday talking about it.
Good morning, Dr. Buck.
Good morning, and how are you guys?
Good. We just want to introduce you to our Arizona homeowners and listeners and people who like to get out and about. When Romy mentioned that, I was call screening, got this phone call. You called and said, hey, we do have one.
Timing is everything, no matter what business you're in. And sure enough, I heard that. I never am up that early in the morning, generally. Not that I don't have you on my alarm clock to wake up to. But I thought to myself, I want to make a call. And so I called and I said, you know, there's Buckeye Days, and it's happening today. It'll be kicking off in just a few hours here. So much to see and do. Of course, we've got that parade. It starts at 9:30, so you still got time to get over there. We'll have a bunch of longhorn cattle being driven by real cowboys heading right down Main Street, which is Monroe Street. So that's where you want to be. And it's followed by a whole contingent of amazing floats. You got the Shriners. You've got Dr. Buck's Wild Bunch. So you'll see kind of a short stunt demonstration right in the middle of the street. It might even get explosive. And it's got one of the largest, which I think is the largest contingent of John Deere farm tractors. Oh, my God. Hay balers. It is monstrous. It looks like a scene out of Cars.
What kid doesn't love that?
Oh, it is. It is big kids. I mean, it's like monster trucks that are actually functional. So, but that all starts at 9:30, and then right about 10 o'clock, they open up right there at 6th Street Plaza, which is the parade goes right by there. And 6th Street Plaza is then takes over. We do a Wild West show. We've got Lee Anderson and his Wonder Horse Concho. We've got an amazing crazy bullwhip guy, stunts, vendors galore. And contests. We've got a pie eating contest. How old fashioned can you get like that? And they're bringing something back that started because Buckeye Days started in the late 1920s.
Does this have to do with facial hair?
This has to do with facial hair. And I'm talking to you guys now, I hope. they're bringing back a contest called the Whiskerino Contest. And so it is basically a contest to see who has the most grandiose beard or mustache or combination of. And so that'll be happening on Saturday. So all this stuff takes place, today.
And your promo, it said real men grow their own scarves. Okay.
Exactly. I mean, one of those memey things, I think. But and then it doesn't really stop just during the day, tonight we're going to have a steak dinner, and it's a dinner and show. Get this. You can get a dinner and a special Dr. Buck Wild West show for $15, and it all happens right there at the 6th Street Plaza. That thing starts, I think, at 5 o'clock, and they have a silent and a live auction, amazing things that people donate. I'm actually donating a couple pieces of Great Western artwork for it. This is something fun for all ages, and it's just good, clean family fun and a bunch of steers going down Main Street.
Now, Dr. Buck, what is your involvement with the parade?
With my involvement with the parade and with the event, I was brought in about, 5 or 6 years ago. I used to run a place called the Ponderosa Ranch, so I know a little bit, which is a theme park where they actually did some filming of Bonanza. I've also been a stuntman for 43 years. It keeps getting longer. So I pretty much wrapped around all things Western. So I was brought in to bring some extra entertainment. It's always great to change things up. And we've been doing it every year I come. I do new shows. So I help them with basically the coordination of the event at the 6th Street Plaza. And I'm their Western specialist.
So then that brings me to a couple more questions I have. So these Longhorns, who are they, and where do they come from, and where do they take them when they're done?
We actually have local ranchers that have Longhorn steers. You take a drive, there's a couple places that have some Longhorn steers. You'd be surprised how many people have Longhorn steers, okay, in Arizona. I was just the other day, I was driving down, I believe it was Northern, and there is a Longhorn steer ranch right there along Northern and about 53rd or something.
Now, I actually think what you're talking about is west of 75th Avenue.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, okay. So that's actually a dairy farm, but the Rovies are kind of cattle collectors, and they've got Watusis, they've got Longhorns. Yep. Eric's always got something different. They even have llamas sometimes and sheep sometimes. Yep. animals, but it's actually a dairy.
Right, exactly. And I tell you, the reason you'll see mostly Longhorn steers run in a cattle drive down a street is because the Longhorn steer is probably the most docile of all steers.
I was kind of wondering about that.
You know why?
It's not like the run in Madrid or something.
If you had horns like that, people would be so scared. You wouldn't have to be all angry and amped up. They're docile because they can be.
They can be. I worked in a movie with the first movie I did with Tom Selleck. I did his riding in it, and we had to run some Longhorn steers down through a canyon out in Brackettville, Hondo area. You know, getting those things to move was quite a trick. I mean, we had about 30 cowboys behind the actors and stuntmen just prodding these things to just move. They just go at their own pace. They have one speed, I think. So,
what movie would this have been?
That would be The Sacketts.
The Sacketts?
The Sacketts.
Based on Louis L'Amour's books.
Based on Louis L'Amour's. And it was the The first of two, actually, about the Sackett family, which the second one was Shadow Riders. But the first set, the Sacketts, an amazing film. I took the job. Well, they asked me, I put my name in for it, and they said, great, you're about the same size as Selleck, and you can ride, and he can't. So that's why I got the nod, but I got to meet Slim Pickens, Ben Johnson, Glenn Ford. I would have done it for free, just to be around these guys. And actually got to meet Louis L'Amour. He was the technical advisor. Thank goodness that I look on book jacket covers, because I'm not a reader, but I only recognize him because I turned over a book one time in a bookstore, and when I walked in to see him, he looked just like the guy on the book jacket. Interesting guy. Fascinating.
Do you live in Buckeye?
I actually live in Goodyear, just like almost Buckeye, yeah.
Now, at the end of this parade, you'd mentioned a steak that evening. Are we seeing our meal paraded for us in the beginning before we go back to our steak dinner at night?
I don't know. I'll have to check with my agent on that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you're picking your menu options as they go by. Yeah, but that would be grand, you know. Someday I'll tell you a great story about Dennis Weaver and a prize steer. So if you ever want to hear it.
You know what? Gary's telling us we need to take a break. We will come back and we'll ask a few more about that and cover going on today. Buckeye Days Parade. They've got a Longhorn cattle drive. I just need to correct myself. Eric's the pilot in the Rovey family. It's Mark that does all the cattle collecting. They would never let me live that down if I didn't correct that on air. And may take away my privileges to the dairy if I didn't correct that. And Paul's the dad. The Roveys have been farming in Arizona for over 100 years, and it's their brother's, Paul's brother's tree farms right next to it. It's a great place, and I just had to do that for my own CYA, as they say.